because of that resurrection from the dead on the third day, finish a wonderful plan of salvation that brought life to your life and to mine. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Wood tonight, this morning, book of Acts chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 8. You bear with us this morning. Lord, just give us that we need. I'm like Brother Perry. Amen. You look and you study and you have an ideal, but then yet you don't ever know until you get it behind the pulpit or get behind the class or whatever. And then as one of the preachers, or Brother Stanley, or Steve made the mention of Stanley yesterday, somebody asked Brother Clarence Webb, said, Brother Clarence Webb, said, I believe Brother, what a preacher was asking, said, Brother Clarence, how do you know what to say, or how do you say what you give? He said, well, he says, like this. He says, when I get up to preaching, he says, it's like a wheel starts turning, and I start reading off that wheel. And that's about right. I like that. That's good. And I've heard him say many times, listening to him preach, I've heard him make the statement, boy, he says, sometimes it's being faster than I can get it out. And brother, those of you that have preached and teach know what I'm talking about. Sometimes God gives speed to the point where you just can't say it fast enough. And I like it when it's those times, amen. But you pray that God will anoint us and give us that to be one of those times tonight that we'll preach it this morning, that the Lord will have us to preach to you today. Amen. Book of Acts, chapter number 8. We'll begin reading verse number 26. Read down through verse 39. Very familiar passage story. But you pray that God will touch and give it to us. And sort of we've already going a different way than I thought was going. Even with this text, and I appreciate when the Lord began to show you those things. Amen. Bible says in the book of Acts chapter number 8, beginning with verse number 26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, rise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority unto Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all the treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chair, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, said, understand thou what thou readest. Said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come near up and come up and sit with him. The place of Scripture which he read was this. He was led as sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before a shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. The eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, this of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same Scripture, and preaching to him Jesus. And as they went on the way, they came to a certain water. The eunuch said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. The eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. Father, we thank you for the reading of our precious word. God, I pray right now, just for a little while, God, have us preach under your anointing power. God, under your direction, the very word that you'd have us proclaim. Lord, bring honor and glory upon thy precious name. The Lord, that might challenge each and every one that's here tonight. God, to be obedient to that you would have us to do. Father, we pray. God, I pray for that one that may be here today, lost and undone. Lord, am I maybe not sure of their salvation? Maybe I think they've been saved, but yet truly have never experienced the gift of salvation. May your Spirit speak to their heart. May they heed the Word of God today and receive, God, that touch that, Lord, you can give them. Father, we ask this in thy name. We pray, amen and amen. We look here in this passage of Scripture here in the book of Acts chapter 8, a very familiar passage of Scripture. And I begin to think about it. In our life, sometimes I look at my life in general. Brother Perry, we look at things in life, but I don't know about you, but the way I am, I'm one, a creature of habit, I guess what I'm trying to say. In other words, I know what I'm going to do each and every day, and boy, along as I walk in that amen, that pad, boy, everything's going all right. But you let something change, amen, that pattern, amen, then I began to sort of get confused sometimes, or sometimes I get to the point, don't know what I'm going to do. You know, we all are in that same manner. Can I tell you today that change is something that is a part of our life? Even in our spiritual life, Brother Ed, it's that change that takes place in our life, amen, that we may not be accustomed to, that may be sometimes hard, yet it's the divine will of God for those changes to come. You say, preacher, why? Because it's in those changes that God allows us to get out of our rut. God allows us to get out of our comfort zone sometimes. And I'm reminded over there in the book of Deuteronomy, amen, the scripture talking about as an eagle taketh a young, amen, beareth them up on the wings and floateth over them. Amen, you've heard me talk about, amen, the eagle from time to time and how, amen, when it comes time for those little eagles to get out of their nest and, amen, for the time, the change to come in their life, their customs to mama, amen, and dead eagle coming there and feeding them, amen, as they go to eat. And yes, they begin to get grower. There's a change that takes place in their life. Amen, and it's time for them, amen, to get out of that comfort zone, to get out of the comfort of their nest. What that mama eagle do? She'll come down and flutter over those younglings to the point she'll begin to blow and begin to pick all the feathers and all the things that make that nest comfortable to the point, Brother Stanley, where all that's left in that nest, amen, is briars and sticks that began to puncture, began to prod those little eagles. It's not comfortable there no more. Amen. But that's a part of their life. If they stay in their nest, they'll not do what God designed them to do. And can I say today, as a child of God, amen, those changes are necessary in our life. Sometimes they're not comfortable. Let me go ahead and say this. But most all the time, they're not comfortable. God comes to you and speaks to your heart about doing something. Amen. You say, Lord, I can't do that. God began to deal with my heart about preaching the Word of God. I said, God, I can't do that. But yet I'm so glad that I was obedient to that change that God brought to my life. To allow me to see how God do some things and influence some lives in a manner. Nothing that I have to do with myself, but what God allowed me under His direction, under His power, and under His anointing, to be able to do. But it took a change in my life. And can I say today, I remember another time in my life, hey man, when I was comfortable with the job that I had, hey man, had it figured out how many years I was going to work with this company, I had it all figured out what was going to happen, but God said, no, how there's a change that's going to take place. Hey man, that change was not comfortable to my home, to my family, to my life. But I look back on it now, brother, amen, brother, and I see what God has done. You say, preacher, I wouldn't be here today had that change not took place. It wouldn't be your pastor had that change not took place. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm simply saying this. Sometimes it takes a change in our life for God to propel us to that greater place of service for Him. Sometimes it takes that change that God may speak to your heart. Hey, man, say it's time for you to do this. Have you been comfortable going about the motion of being a Christian? But God wanting to move you up a little higher. God wants to prepare you a little bit greater in His kingdom. And when He does that, those changes come to our life, even though they may not be comfortable. But yet, if we'll be obedient, amen, we can influence folks we never thought could ever influence. And we see that here in Philip's life. We see Philip was, amen, there in a great revival going on there in Samaria. Amen. The Bible said that God, the angel came to him and said, listen, I want you to go down unto Gaza, which is a desert place. Can I say today, I want you to understand, amen, there was an Ethiopian eunuch there that was coming through, was coming back from Jerusalem, worship. Amen, reading the scriptures, holding the book of Isaiah. Can I tell you today, God knew exactly what that eunuch needed. God knew exactly who he needed to see it. Amen, it was a change that he brought to Philip's life. Amen, that allowed this eunuch to receive what God wanted to do in his life. And can I say today, amen, you may be in that desert place. You may be that eunuch. I need to understand what's going on in your life, or what God's trying to show you. Or you may be that Philip here today, that God, amen, is speaking to your heart, saying it's time to get up and go do this. It's time to do that. Why, preacher? It may be because there's a eunuch down there in the desert place. It may be your loved one that's in a desert place and needs the Word of God. It may be your neighbor. It may be your co-worker. It may be someone that you don't even know. Amen. In a desert place in their life looking for something that God's going to give them through your obedience and through Him calling you to share the Word of God with them. Notice a few things about this passage of Scripture. First of all, we see, amen, first of all, the Bible tells us, open the book of Acts chapter number 8. Amen. The angel of the Lord came to Philip. Amen. And he told him to go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem and the gate, which is desert. And he rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. First of all, I want you to look at that word, had come back from Jerusalem, because he had went to Jerusalem to worship. I believe we see the first thing about this passage of Scripture is a sinner that was seeking. We find out, first of all, that he was a man of authority. The Bible said that he was a servant to the queen of the Ethiopians. In other words, he was faithful to the point that she entrusted to him all the treasures. He had gone to Jerusalem to worship. Can I say today we find out that he was a heathen. Amen. Here he was, had been to Jerusalem, no doubt. Amen. Apostolate of Judaism. Amen. We're looking for the religion to try to find what he was looking for. You say, how do you know that? As the Bible said, he was reading the Scriptures in the book of Isaiah when Philip came to him. We find out here was a sinner that was seeking for something that he didn't have. He was seeking the revelation of God. Amen. It would bring comfort and hope, even though he was a man of authority, even though he was a man of great wealth, no doubt, because of his position, amen, in the court of the king, Queen Candace, we find out, but yet he was still seeking. Can I tell you today, it may not matter where you stand financially. You may have a lot of wealth. You may not have nothing in your name, but can I tell you today, I believe deep down in your heart, you know that you're seeking for something that you don't have. Hey, when I was lost and undone, even though I didn't know it, I was seeking for the Lord. I was looking for something that would bring peace and fulfillment to my life. And again, I say today, if you're here lost without God today, I believe you're looking for that something that only the Lord can give you. You're looking for that peace. You're looking for that fulfillment that only a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation will bring you. Can I say today, preacher, do you believe everybody's looking for the Lord? Yes, sir. Will they realize it or not? Why do you think they take the drugs and chew them into their arms? Why do you think they take that alcohol and just overindulge in that alcohol? A lot of times they're trying to drown away their sorrows, but yet they're trying to find that sense of happiness, that sense of fulfillment, that sense of peace that will take them away from their trouble or give them comfort from their pain or the trouble, the trial that they're going through down here. Can I say today they may find it for a little while in that drug. They may find it a little while in that alcohol. But when they come back down from that high, hey man, they find more trouble. Oh, but I'm glad, thank God. Oh, when I found Jesus, I found a drug. Hey man, I found a hope. Hey man, and I don't have to worry about coming down from. There ain't no side effects to it. I found that would bring fulfillment. That would bring that joy. That would bring that happiness that I've been looking for. And thank God I don't have to come down. Amen. I can stay on it. Amen. Not have no ill side effects from it. You see, here was a man. Thought he had what he needed. He had a great position. He had a place of authority. He had great wealth. But yet he didn't have Jesus. Oh, the Bible said he was looking. Amen. He was reading over in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 53. Had this lamb before the lamb was he brought. Oh, you say, preacher, why is he reading that? He was trying to understand, but he couldn't do it. Oh, but when Philip came, came to him. Amen. Began to ask him, amen, what he was looking for, what he was reading. Amen. Did he understand what he was reading? He said, Lord, how can I except some man teach me? And I tell you today, here was a man, a sinner, that was seeking the touch of God. And I say, you may have lost loved ones. You may have co-workers. You may have family members. And, hey, man, they're trying to be religious. They're putting on a front. And, hey, man, they may read the Bible. But yet, if they've never been touched by the gift of salvation, they're just like that Ethiopian eunuch. And they're looking for something. Hey, man, that they ain't going to find until the Word of God touches their heart. Hey, man, somebody send somebody by and explain to him what that Word's talking about. Hey, man, it brings that hit, that hope that they stand in need of. Oh, can I tell you, if we as God's people, we need to be willing to do what God would have us to do. Why? Because of that one that's down there in the desert. Because of that one that's in that dry place that's looking for something in their life. That only relationship God would bring them. We see a sinner that we're seeking, but then we see a second thing. We see the Spirit that we're speaking. See verse number 26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Then he gets out again, verse number 29, Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. How do we find out that Philip was, in a great revival? The Bible said the angel of God spoke to him. Hey, did you ride? In other words, you get up. You go down toward the south of that desert place. Know what he did sort of like he did with God did with Abraham. You just go over there and I'll show you later on where I want you to go. You say, preacher, sometimes God may look at our lives and say, all right, boy, time for change. Hey, man, I want you to go and do this. I want you to go. Sometimes you got to go without knowing. I remember a time in my life when God would deal with me. I had to leave Pine Island Baptist Church. Boy, I had my mind how I was going to leave. I done asked the Lord. Hey, many years before, Lord, it comes time for me to go. You just open up a door somewhere. I'll step right out of it to that other church. That's why I thought. That's why God was going to talk to me. He began to deal with my heart. I began to have a hard time with it because it wasn't like I thought it was going to be. Hey, man, he finally came to me one day. I sat down and said, amen, a thing we're going to have. He said, son, it's time to go. I said, Lord, where am I going? He said, turn to Hebrews chapter 11. I turned to Hebrews chapter 11. Hey, man, my eye rested to the bone. That scripture, the Bible says, Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. Hey, man, that was a time in my life God said, I just want you to go yonder way. I'll show you later on. I didn't realize the Pathway Baptist Church was that later on. At that time, Lord, he said, you just go that way. And I tell you today, I'm glad it's the Spirit of God. Hey, man, it'll speak to our heart. Hey, man, in such a way that we know it's God. Yeah, amen. Let me give you a word of warning. Hey, man, don't you trust in feelings. Don't you trust that I think. Don't you trust in uncomfortable situations. That, well, hey, man, things are going on in my life. God probably stirred my nest. He wants me to go somewhere. Honey, don't you move a muscle until the Spirit speaks to your heart. Don't you do nothing until the Spirit of God began to direct you. And you know that the Spirit of God, can I tell you today, you say, preacher, how do I know? Now it's in my sheep and no eyeballs. And another will they not follow. Honey, if you're where you need to be in your relationship with God, hey, man, when God speaks to your heart, you know it. You ain't got to ask nobody else about it. Bible says the Spirit, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. No, it ain't going to beat around the bush. When it points you, He'll tell you. Thank God it may not tell you exactly where you're going. He'll tell you go. Honey, the Bible said the angel of God, amen, came to Philip. He said, you go down to that place, going to Gaza, which is a desert place. And the Bible said that Philip got up and went. Hey, man, thank God.
in the field when he seen the chariot coming. The Bible said, "Verse 29, then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself." Hey man, we find out that the angel told him, you ride and go. And when he got to the place where God wanted him to be, God pointed him right to the position, right to the place, right to the person. Hey man, that he wanted him to influence, that he wanted him to share the word of God. It might be God speaking to your heart one day, say, you need to get up and go to Walmart. Hey man, you may not know why you're going. I just get up and go. I'm a call when you get there. The Lord will show you that person that you need to share the word of God with. God will show you that individual that he wants you to influence with. I could tell you many different stories in my life where God done that very thing. Folks that I not even know where I was going, why I was going there, but I went anyway. When I got there, God showed me that individual. God showed me that young lady. God showed me that young man. God showed me, Brother Brian, that one. God wanted me to hear that come right out of my face. Thank you, Lord. You see, folks, preacher, it's when that spirit, you've heard me say on Wednesday night many times, oh, how we need to understand and be sensitive enough to know when the Spirit of God speaks to our heart, how critical, how important it is to be obedient. When you come to the house of God, how important it is to listen to the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God speaks to your heart, be obedient. Why? Because when God speaks to your heart, there's a purpose behind it. And there's a reason for it. God don't speak. Amen, just so we can hear His voice. But when the Spirit of God speaks to your heart, there's a purpose behind that voice. David's purpose behind that direction. You've heard me tell story on top of story where God has spoke to folks to do something. Hey man, how that was just exactly the thing that somebody had asked that was lost for God to do. Hey man, and they did it because why? Somebody was obedient. Many services in this building we've had were, well, Lord, it's the way of somebody to sing a song. Or maybe somebody to say a word of testimony. Or maybe somebody to do something out of the ordinary. Hey man, the glory of God just fall on the place. Why? Because the Spirit spoke to somebody. Thank God the need to be done. Because they were obedient to that voice. Because they were obedient to that Spirit. What God wanted to get done, got done. And the glory of God was manifested in that situation. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we need to listen to the Spirit when it speaks. We need, first of all, to be in a position that we can hear. We can know, hey man, when the Spirit speaks to us. Can I say today, let me just go ahead and say this and I'll go on. I'll try to hurry on. When we're walking in sin, we expect the Spirit to speak to us about doing something for the Lord. It ain't coming. It ain't coming. Preacher, what are you saying? Are you saying the Spirit can't speak to me when I'm in sin? Yes, it can. But when the Spirit speaks to you when you're walking in sin, the first thing He'll be speaking to you, get right.
That's right.
Get right.
Exactly.
He'll speak to you to get right, get to the place where the Spirit can speak to your heart, to direct you to somebody's life where you can be an influence upon them.
Not only see sin that was seeking, Spirit that was speaking, but don't you see the third thing, the servant that was sincere. The Bible said when the angel of the Lord spake to Philip, saying, rise, go down toward the south, the way that goes down to Jerusalem. The Bible said he arose and went. Thank God, I'm glad that Philip was that servant that was obedient, first of all. Honey, he was sincere, amen, in listening. He was sincere, amen, in his relationship with the Lord, and in walk with the Lord to the point that when the angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, rise and get up and go, thank God he didn't hesitate, Brother Brian, but he got up and went. Why? Because he was in that place spiritually, amen, where he was looking for God to use him. He was looking for God, amen, to allow him to be an influence of somebody, amen. Even that Ethiopian unit that was in a desert place that was looking for something in his life that he did not have. Honey, we need to be willing, holding in that place that, Lord, you take me, you use me. Amen. When the Lord speaks to our heart, I'll be willing to get up and go. Why? Why, there may be somebody that you work with that's in that desert place. And they may be so close to receiving the gift of salvation. And it might be your word that you share with them. They'll point them to salvation.
It might be your testimony about what God done for you. That might be that they need, the influence that they need to bring into that place of salvation. Preacher, I can't witness. I'm the best way you can witness. You've heard me say many times before. Just share with folks what the Lord has done for you. You see, there's folks in your life that are in those desert places. There's family members in your life that are in those desert places. God wants us to be that Philip. Spirit of God dealing with our heart. It's time for change. You sit around, hey man, going through the motions long enough. I want you to go be a witness for me. I want you to share the Word of God. I want you to reach out to that one in the desert place, that one that's hurting, that one that's in trouble. I want you to go yonder way. Hey man, when you get that way, I'll show you the person. I'll show you the place that you need to be so that you can influence that one that's in that desert place. And can I say this? I'm not trying to be mean. God didn't save you and I just to sit on the seat of comfort, show up on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, go through emotions of being a child of God, and, amen, rejoice in the goodness of God, and thank you, Lord, for the blessing. That ain't what God chose us to do. That ain't what God saved us to do. God saved us to be a witness for Him. The way we can be a witness for Him is by sharing what the Lord has done for us with those that we come in contact with those that God directs us to, that we might influence their lives. Thank God for those folks that Paul influenced. Oh, even when he was in the prison, it wasn't easy for Paul. Honey, you look at the life of Paul and you find out he was a servant that was sincere also. To the point that even going into the jail, even being beaten, even being cast in the dungeon, amen, those centurions, amen, they were chained to. Amen, old Paul got to share the Word of God with. That Philippian jailer, amen, that beat him and cast him in the jail. But yet God, Paul got to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with his family, that God influenced him in such a way that his whole family got saved. Why? Because Paul, listen, Paul was obedient. Paul, amen, was ready. He was a servant that was, honey, God needs folks, men and women of God that are willing to be sincere in their relationship with God, that God can use them. Can I say, even you young folks, God can use you in such a way that you can't even begin to understand. All you got to do is be sincere in your walk with the Lord. And say, God, take me, help me to listen. And when you give me the opportunity to share with my classmates, amen, what the Lord done for me, Lord, help me be able to share it with them and influence them. It'll be those same classmates, should the Lord tarry coming many years down the road, will come to you and say thank you. Thank you that you weren't like everybody else. Thank you that you told me about Jesus. Thank you that you shared what the Lord done for you. Thank you for that. Oh, we see a sin. I'm sorry, there was a sin, but then we see the third, fourth thing. Now about done. Then the Bible said, verse 35, then the Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. The Bible said that Ethiopian eunuch was reading from the book of Isaiah. Amen. When the Spirit spoke to Philip and told him to go yonder. Amen. The Bible said he ran. I mean, he had so much enthusiasm about what he was doing for, honey, that's what we need in the house of God. That's what we need in our lives. Honey, when God gives us the opportunity to do something for Him, don't lollygag around, don't procrastinate, but honey, run to do it. Amen, just like David did when he, amen, met Goliath. He didn't procrastinate, he didn't lollygag. Thank God the Bible said he ran to where Goliath was. He was eager to do what God had called him to do. Honey, we need to be eager to do what God's called me. Oh, me. Sometimes I catch myself not eager to do. Don't have the enthusiasm I need to have. We need to be excited about being a child of God. We need to be excited about getting to share the Word of God with somebody. Amen. It's in that desert place. It's lost. Amen. They need the influence of the Word of God. Have to be some God-fearing woman, God-fearing man that is obedient to the call of the Spirit. Amen. Influence them with the Word of God. The Bible said that Philip opened up his mouth again to preach to him that scripture about the Lord. You see, a sinner that was seeking a spirit that was speaking. We see a servant that was sincere in obeying what God told him to do. Then we see he began to share with this Ethiopian eunuch about a Savior. A man that could give him the hope that he was looking for. I'm glad, Brother Perry. Thank God for that man of God stood behind that pulpit. Thank God shared with me about a Savior that loved me, Sister Cheryl. I'm glad, thank God, that some individual, amen, some neighbor called Miss Burton used to share with us kids growing up about a Savior that she loved. Oh, those stories that we've heard growing up. That influence of my life to the point when I was in that desert place. Thank God that heaven allowed me to see what I need to see. That loving that you love. That co-worker, that individual that God wants you to be an influence to. To share about a Savior that loves them. And that can give them the hope that they need in the midst of that barren time in their life. You look around. I promise you, you'll find folks are looking for hope. They're looking for joy. They're looking for peace in their life. They're looking for something, amen, to give them that hope that they don't have in their life. Preacher, where does it come from? It comes from a Savior that's shown through you and I being a witness to them by being obedient to the Spirit of God. Then we see the last thing, and I'm done. Not only see a Savior that was shown, but we find out. Amen. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What I want to do is hinder me to be baptized. Phil said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then we see a salvation that was sure. Hon, if you're looking for something to bring sure hope to you, it'll be salvation. Hon, you can try to find the popularity of this world, but it won't be sure. You can try to find it in the drugs, and you can try to find the alcohol. You can try to find the pleasure of this world. Amen. It'll be there for a little while. It ain't sure. Why? Because it'll be gone the next morning. Oh, but I'm glad, thank God. Amen. When the Lord has shown to you, and you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all your soul, get saved by the grace of God. It's a salvation that's sure. Amen. It'll bring a sure hope to you, and it'll help you go through troubled times, through hard times, through difficult times. It's a hope that'll go on through eternity with you. It's a salvation that is sure. Honey, we've got loved ones that are lost and on the way to hell that's looking for Jesus. We've got co-workers that we deal with. We've got individuals that we come in contact with that's looking, Jimmy, for the Lord. They're looking for that hope in the midst of a barren time. And they're looking for that hope, amen, in a desert place called Gaza. Amen. Are we willing to listen to the Spirit as Philip did? Are we willing to be that sincere servant to be obedient when that Spirit speaks to us? Are we willing to share the Lord Jesus Christ with those that are in old desert places? Share with them the hope that Jesus can bring to their life? Amen. If we can, then we can see what Philip saw. Thank God he's seen salvation come to this Ethiopian eunuch. He's seen a peace, a hope that he'd been looking for, Cheryl, come to him. Why? Because Philip was willing to hear. Philip was willing to be obedient. And because of that, God, amen, allowed a change in his life. Amen, even though Philip may not have been comfortable with him yet, a change in his life that allowed him to influence that eunuch unto salvation. Can I say this, and I'm done? One of the greatest things you can experience as a child of God, amen, is be able to share it with somebody, a Savior that loved them. And see them, they're just like this Ethiopian eunuch, cry out to the Lord for salvation. I've heard some preachers say about like getting saved all over again. I guess I'll have to agree with them. What a privilege, Brother Brian and me that have had that opportunity. Hey man, to be able to kneel by somebody after God has allowed you to share with him Jesus. Hear them cry out to the Lord and ask the Lord to come to life and become a child of God. What a blessing that is. Preacher, I've never experienced that. Honey, won't you ask the Lord to let you experience it?
Yes.
Won't you ask the Lord, if you need to change, put me in a new direction, Lord, if you need to bring about a change in my life to allow me to see that, Lord, I'm willing. Lord, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to be obedient. Lord, I'm excited about having sharing the Word of God. Lord, I want to see somebody get saved. I want to influence somebody in such a way to see them come to their realization and cry out to the Lord for salvation. What a blessing. If you've never experienced that, I challenge you. Amen. Lord, let me win somebody to Jesus. Lord, let me share somebody. Amen. Lord, point me to that one that's in that desert place. Well, I challenge each and everybody in this room this week. Lord, point me to that place. Point me to that one that's in that desert place. Let me share the Word of God with them. Oh, can I tell you today, folks are lost and dying going to hell. Oh, we feed these folks who are willing to be obedient to the Spirit of God to share with them the Word of God. Will we be that one? Father, we thank You for Your love, Your mercy. God, Your power.